When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Daniel. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Paul?
Good, thanks. Good. Can you just take me back to 1 year ago today, basically, when you were handed the playbook for the first time? You know, you started looking through it, what you thought of it. And then today, when you get the same playbook, is it almost like getting a test and that you took last year, you know pretty much all the answers by now? I mean, what is the difference between these 2 years and getting handed that playbook?
Yeah, I mean, last year this time, you're just trying to learn everything for the first time. It's it's a lot of information, a lot of early memorization of the basic information of the system, and kind of learning the alphabet, learning the first steps. So this year, obviously, we got a little bit of a jump start there, knowing the system, but you're always learning, you're always, adapting, seeing what's new, helping, the newer guys learn. So, in some sense, you start over again. You don't want to overlook anything or skip any of those critical steps to start out.
Can you just give a quick percentage? I mean, did you think, how much is new? I mean, last year, all of it was new, basically. This year, 75% you kind of know, or is it less, more? What's your sense of that?
It's tough to say where we'll end up. I think, something Dave's has talked about since he got here is we're always growing, we're always evolving and adapting, and how it looks today will be different than how it looks a week from now, and then a week later, and then as we get through the off-season program. So, we're always adding stuff, taking stuff out, adjusting things here and there, and that's kind of the constant process. So you're always trying to learn and keep up and stay on top of it.
Thanks, Daniel.
Brian Dunleavy.
Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Good.
Obviously, Saquon and Dex aren't there. Saquon was obviously, his contract was tied quite a bit to your negotiations. He's unhappy. We know he's unhappy. How much, Daniel, did you guys try to, work your contract situations together so this might not happen with Saquon? And was this kind of your worst case fear when you guys were going through that?
Everyone's got their own situation, and I'll keep, the conversations we had, those are personal conversations, and obviously he's a good friend of mine, good teammate, and I'm hoping, for the best for him, like I said, there's a business side to all this. He's a great teammate, great friend. Everyone in the building knows that, and I'll support him. Support him through it all.
And then I don't know if you saw today, but I'd like to ask your reaction. I don't know if you saw Jalen Hurts just signed a monster contract for actually something like $50 million a year. What's your reaction to that, knowing that you just got your number? What's your reaction to his number, and to knowing that you guys are going to be going head to head in this division for a long time?
Congrats to him. Happy for him. He is a heck of a player. Had a great season last year, obviously, and certainly deserves it. So I'm happy for him. But our focus is here and on these guys. But certainly happy for him.
Patty Trina.
Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, Patty?
I'm doing well, thank you. Daniel, you recently had an opportunity to work out with some of your new teammates. Can you just talk a little bit about what you've learned about them so far and how you think they're going to help make this offense better?
Yeah, I think it was great to get the guys together and get on the field spend some time around each other. And I think all the new guys, you can tell just how excited they are to learn the system, to be here, to be part of the group, and you know, how eager they are to get started. So it's good to feel that energy from all of them. I think that's you know, certainly the case in each with each of the guys, and they all bring something different. They all bring you know, a certain skill set that we'll look to use the best we can. And you know, from my perspective, I'm trying to learn them, to get on the same page, to communicate, hear how they see things, how they you know, want to run certain routes, how they see themselves getting open, and then you know, work through it so that we're seeing it the same way and you know, moving forward together. So I'm excited for each one of them.
And then just one quick follow-up, if I may. This is going to be another new center for you. I think you've had a different center every year you've been in the league, if I'm not mistaken. Is that unsettling for you, or just how do you kind of make that work so that the process is smooth?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just takes a lot of time. It takes, you know, time in the film room, in the classroom, talking, getting on the same page with our pre-snap IDs and protections and in the run game too, and then time on the field, you know, and kind of a more game-like situation where you're actually going through it, you're communicating, you're working on the you know, center quarterback exchange and all those little pieces there. So just takes time, and I'm excited about you know, each of those guys who could be stepping in. So you know, I think, you know, we'll put in the work and make sure we're ready to go.
Thank you, Daniel.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Daniel, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Art?
Doing well. When you look at your offseason, do you break it down any differently over the course of the last couple of years? Like, what do you need to get out of it? Do you kind of set hurdles or markers where you know by a certain date you want to have this in place for yourself? And then let, you know, Dave's and the coaching staff handle what's going in with the team? Or do you try to stay on their timeline as far as what's going on? Because like you said, you know the playbook, you know what you guys are installing. Do you have to worry about getting too far ahead of the rest of the group because you're so comfortable in what you're doing?
I mean, I think Dave's would be the first one to tell you he likes to move fast and keep it, you know, keep a high pace to our installs, to our learning process, and always kind of you know, pushing everyone to keep up. And you know, so I'm doing the same thing. I'm trying to keep up and help guys learn, you know, especially the new guys, help them learn and adjust to it all. So I think we're all doing that together. And you know, so, you know, I kind of follow, you know, what everyone else is doing, so that we're all learning and all on the same page. I think that's the best way to learn and kind of build that chemistry as you go. So, yeah, like I said, Dave's keeps a pretty fast pace to it all. So, you don't have to worry about getting too far ahead.
You feel like you're in better position this year to keep up, and maybe you're pushing the guys as much as he is?
Yeah, I think so. Like you said, I think, you know, last year this time you're trying to learn the very basic part of the offense, the simple language, and memorizing a lot of those terms. You know, having learned them now, you're a little bit further ahead. So, yeah, definitely in a better spot.
Thanks, Dan.
Leonard.
Hey, Daniel, you've spoken to Saquon a lot more recently than we have. Just wondering, I know you can't divulge specifics of conversations, but just wondering what you feel like his approach to this offseason has been. What is his state of mind, you know, given his contract situation, but also trying to put in the work and get better?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got a good mindset. I think he's taking care of his business and you know, making sure he's in shape, improving, working out hard, and you know, I think he's doing all the right things as you'd expect him to do.
How is there any level? I know it's only day one of the offseason, but for you being a franchise quarterback, leader of the team, when two of your best players do not show up, they're both contract related situations, who knows how long it drags. Is that a concern to you? Do you view that as a concern that two of your best players are not here, and therefore that could impact the team and your ability to perform and win games down the road?
you know, like I said, those are business situations, and those guys have to go about them how they see fit. So, you know, I certainly respect that. I think we all do. Knowing those two guys, they're team first guys. They're great teammates to everybody, and everyone in our locker room has a tremendous amount of respect for both of them. So, you know, that's team business, and, you know, I'm not going to comment any more on that.
Thanks.
We'll take three more. Jordan Renan.
Hey, Daniel, what's going on, man?
What's up, Jordan?
Not much. I'm curious, what do you think of, well, we haven't spoken to you since really, I guess, all the free agent signings, right? So I'm curious, what do you think a player like Darren Waller and a tight end, like a dynamic tight end like that, can add to this offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a clear mismatch, someone the defense has to worry about, how they're going to account for him, how they're going to cover him, who they're going to put on him, and you know, how to play it. So I think that just adds an element to our attack. It gives the defense something else to worry about when you have a guy that big, that strong, who can move like he can and open up the field. Just gives them something to worry about. So you know, we'll be able to move him around, use him in certain places, and take advantage of his skill set.
And from a team leader perspective, I know people have asked you about the Saquon and Dexter thing. But I'm just wondering if you, as a team captain, obviously a team leader, the quarterback, you feel like when these kind of things happen, that you have to sort of manage the locker room and make sure that it doesn't, you know, those things don't carry over into the locker room. Is that something you have thought about this spring and maybe have to do something in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got great guys in the locker room and mature guys who understand that side of playing in the NFL, understand the business side of it. And, you know, I don't think that's a concern within our team. I think, like I said, those two guys are excellent teammates, stand-up guys that everyone has a ton of respect for. So in terms of it all dividing the locker room or making anyone feel differently, I think that's, you know, out of the question. Everyone has a tremendous amount of respect and understands that piece of it. So we're all mature and we understand that.
Kim Jones.
Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Kim?
I'm good, thank you. Jordan kind of took my question, but I do just have one on Waller. When you look at him and the idea that explosive plays find him, he finds explosive plays. You guys, you know, didn't have very many explosive plays a year ago. Are you, in your mind, are you envisioning this big tight end who's a mismatch, who can run, who can fly, who can do all of this, you know, changing your offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's certainly you know, a big piece of it, and he brings a lot of that ability, and like I said, he adds something for the defense to worry about with his skill set and his athleticism and how he can get open and get behind the defense. So, yeah, I mean, I think he'll be a big part of what we're doing going forward, and, you know, it's only the first day of phase one, so there's a lot of work to do, and, you know, we have a lot to get done before we, you know, play a game, so we're focused on what we're doing right now.
Daniel, I've thought a couple times since the season ended about how happy Saquon was for you in that moment when you secured the playoffs, that Colts game and everything else, and he was happier for you that day, you know, for many reasons. Have you had a moment, I'm not asking the particulars necessarily unless you'd like to divulge them, but have you had a moment, not player to player, but friend to friend, when it comes to you and Saquon and your relationship over these past, you know, I'm talking about obviously this time period of this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, we've spoken a good bit. I've seen him a good bit. I won't go into the personal details of the conversation, but, yeah, we've spoken a lot, kept in touch. And like I said, I'm hoping for the best with his situation.
Thanks, Dan.
Last one, Charlotte Carroll.
Daniel, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Just wanted to ask about how big it is for you to have continuity at offensive coordinator this season, with Kafka getting a couple job offers, coming back, and then even too with Shea returning, what that means for you.
Yeah, I think that's huge with both those guys coming back, and for all of us, you know, being in the system for a second year and being able to kind of take the next step in a lot of things we've done. And, you know, we won't look past anything or try to skip steps, but just, you know, knowing where we are and continuing to learn, continuing to evolve, but with the same foundation and a lot of the same people in place. So definitely gives us a little bit of a head start.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.